The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Well, howdy there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 19th of June, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming at you in about 5 minutes. Well, you're starting out your day today thinking, okay, time to grab an Uber. Let's open up the old Google Maps on Android and let's get us one. Oops, what the hell happened? Yep, starting today, Google Maps will no longer be able to be used to book an Uber on your Android device. And yes, I'm pretty sure all of our iOS users out there are going, well, duh, we haven't had that feature forever. Now, before, Google had the ability to actually show prices, estimates, and pickup wait times for the ride-sharing app. That is, until now. It started with iOS last summer, and now it's officially moved on over to Android. But Google really hasn't given any reason for it, other than stating that Google has officially removed the feature from the Android app. Microsoft decided to dig down in their pockets yesterday and thought, yeah, let's buy something. How about Flipgrid? I'm sure a lot of you go, well, what's Flipgrid? Yeah, I thought the same thing too. So let's learn what it is together, shall we? Yes, Flipgrid is a video discussion platform. It's actually used by about 20 million teachers and students around the world. So yes, you can see that this focuses on education. What it is, it's a platform that allows students to discuss and reply to topics with video clips. And they can do that at home or in the classroom. And with now Microsoft purchasing Flipgrid, they're going to make it free for schools. And if you're one of those customers out there saying, wait a minute, it's free, I had to pay for this. Yeah, don't worry, Microsoft said they're going to be giving you a refund. Well, the ever-confusing YouTube Music Premium, YouTube Red, whatever the hell it's called now, well, the confusion has rolled out to 12 other countries. Yes, YouTube expanded the YouTube Music and YouTube Premium services to a lot of new markets now, to countries now such as Canada, the UK, Austria, Finland, France, Germany, Ireland, Russia, of course, Spain, and Sweden, among many others in the European markets. Now, of course, in these markets, the YouTube Music is still available for free, but it will be ad-supported. But if you want the standard loan subscription, well, it's going to be starting at about £9.99 in the UK, or if you're still in the euro currency, 9.99 euro. As you can see, it kind of follows the same format as the US pricing, as does the family plan for up to 6 members, £14.99 and 14.99 euro per month. Finally, be forewarned, if you thought we were done with all the I stuff, you know, like the iPod or I trash can or the I robot, or if you thought we were done with that, we're not. No, it's still very much alive in China. This one's actually called the iPal, and yeah, it is a robot. It's actually a robot companion for your kids. Yes, the iPal was unveiled at the Consumer Electronics Show in Asia just a few days ago, and what this pretty much is a child-sized robot that, according to the Chinese manufacturers, might actually take the place for a babysitter. What? Yes, apparently the iPal speaks two languages, English and the other Chinese, probably Mandarin. Can even help give your kids math lessons. It'll tell them jokes. And it interacts with the little humans through a 6-inch screen in its chest. And since, of course, it's designed for kids, you can't imagine it be too tall, and it's not. 3.5 feet tall. So that it's right eye level with your 4-year-old. Now, parents, you don't have to lose out on all the fun either. Nah. You can pair your smartphone. That way you can hear and see everything the iPal does. Plus, keep an eye on your kid at the same time. Yeah, I'm thinking this is not really so much of a babysitter. It's more like a big nanny cam on wheels. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for everything that is BTN. Do yourself a favor, go check it out right now. And while you're checking out stuff, check out our social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, Twitter @BritishTech. I'm on Twitter @KyleSwagger. And our BTN community, that's where you really need to be, and we'd love to have you. Come on over and join us, britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be returning to you on Thursday, of course. No Wednesday edition, as always. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hey, at least Monday's over with. Let's get Tuesday rolling, shall we? Have a great one. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.